Hello everyone, this is Jonathan Farrington. Welcome back to this latest edition of the JF Interview Series. I'm delighted to welcome my guest today, Lisa Leach. Lisa is President and Chief Sales Officer of Teneo Results, and Lisa is based in Ontario, Canada. Welcome, Lisa.
Welcome. Thank you, Jonathan. Great to be a part of this.
You were about to welcome me then, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah, okay. So we're both welcome. That is good. Now, I read somewhere that you've been writing and also talking quite a lot about salespeople selling too soon in the sales or buying process. Do you want to share some of your thoughts with us?
Well, Jonathan, we get the opportunity to train and coach a lot of sales professionals. And as I've been observing their role plays, I've realized that salespeople are very eager to sell, because that's ultimately what they're trying to accomplish. But what I've realized is they're trying to sell way too soon.
Which begs the question, how can you try and sell anything unless you're able to understand, first of all, what your potential buyer or prospect wants to buy?
Well, and I think that's exactly what's happening, Jonathan, is buyers have very little time for sales professionals. And part of the reason is because many sales professionals have wasted a lot of buyers' times. So what happens is, you know, they've scheduled a meeting, a telephone call, and the buyer is very quick to say, you know what, I've only got 10 or 15 minutes. So the first thing that a salesperson does is try to be able to go right into selling or their sales pitch. And that's the first thing that they try to do in selling too soon, as opposed to actually being more purposeful and following the consultative selling process.
I had an interesting conversation yesterday with someone. I won't tell you who, but someone extremely experienced within the sales space. And it was her contention that what sellers really need to do is to uncover problems. And I said, well, yes, but why is it called a problem? Surely selling is very simple. Every organization everywhere in the world has got commercial ambitions for any given 12-month period, often midterm 3 years, but very rarely these days long-term 5 years. And if a seller can help the buyer achieve their commercial objectives in any given period, in other words, if they can help make gains, savings, reductions, improvements, increases, then it's going to be a much easier sale, isn't it?
Yes. And Jonathan, so here's where, when you're talking to especially a prospect or even an existing customer, you know, we hear about all, you know, uncovering those challenges or their pain points. Some of those buyers are going to be a little apprehensive to start to share that. So I think, first of all, you know, we have what we call the purpose consultative framework. And so the first thing that I think a salesperson needs to let them know is what the purpose of the conversation is, and that they really want to better understand their business and their goals. Because if we can get them talking about, okay, what are your organization's goals, objectives, improving your KPIs, and get them excited about what they're being tasked to do, they'll be more willing to be able to share that information, be a bit excited about that. And then they can actually go into, okay, well, tell me what are your challenges in being able to achieve that. So I think, first of all, being able to preface with, you know, and getting them excited about understanding the organization, the goals, the KPIs, and then being able to kind of peel back that onion and ask the questions around what's preventing them or what are the challenges is a much easier way to be able to gather more information from that buyer about what's going on in their world and how they can actually then help them to improve that.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't we need to try and change the situation from one of buyer-seller to something that's more symbiotic? So, you know, instead of each sitting the other side of a desk, actually getting together, having a conversation and discussing what's happening in that company and, as you suggest, what the challenges are. And only then, surely, can we possibly even think about proposing a solution to help them with those commercial objectives, right?
Absolutely. And I liked what you just said, having a conversation to discuss. And too often that's what doesn't happen is salespeople are go back into that pitch mode. And as soon as they go into that pitch conversation, the salesperson is not as willing to be able to share all that information.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I think as sellers, our first, really our first task or first challenge is to get the prospect to relax, because the more relaxed they are, the more information they will give us, the more at ease they will feel. And, you know, it's a myth to think that the buyers don't want to share information. They love talking about their company. They love talking about themselves. They love talking about their customers. If only we will let them. So let me ask you this. So, and what do you personally do to curb that natural enthusiasm that the sellers have within your clients?
So, and I liked what you said about building that rapport. So we have what we call the PURPOSE framework. And the acronym PURPOSE just follows what is can be a very effective consultative conversation. So, and the reality part of this is we don't sell until the S in purpose, which is actually the sixth step in the sales process. That's one of the reasons why salespeople are selling too soon, because there's a series of steps that have to happen before you can even start to suggest any kind of solutions. So the first thing is salespeople need to do a far better job of preparing. That's the first P.
Yeah.
And then they also really need to understand their customer. So again, what's their personality style? What's their role? Doing a little bit of homework and looking at the website, LinkedIn, so they can really get into the mindset. Buyers are extremely, very, very busy these days. They don't have time for salespeople. But if we can try to understand and get into their world, their head, then we can maybe be more empathetic with what's going on in the world. And then the R is about building that rapport. Now, again, depending on the personality style, if that person is a driver-type personality style, we need to be able to get into business fairly quickly and not have that social chit-chat. If they're more expressive, then they're going to want that type of rapport. But again, we have to do a very quick way of building rapport and trust. That's key these days. In order to get the buyer sharing more of that information, we have to be able to figure out how we're going to quickly build trust. And by preparing and understanding the buyer, their role, their world, we can start to take a look at what will be our strategy to build that trust.
Absolutely. Very interesting that you mentioned drivers and expressives. And of course, the personality type that's got the least patience is the analytical, isn't it?
Yes, and they're probably the most skeptical, right? And they've probably done more homework and research and preparation than the sales professional have.
Yeah. Although you don't get too many salespeople that are purely analytical these days, apparently.
Well, we do a lot of work with in the engineering, and
course,
so we end up with a lot of technical sales consultants.
Okay, of course.
Yeah.
Something, let me pick you up on something that you mentioned there that's very front of mind for me, and that's sort of researching the prospect, you know, or the potential customer's company situation, financial status, their customers, etc. I mean, that really, really is important. And it's so much easier these days, isn't it? Where we've got sort of resources like LinkedIn, for example. But in your experience with all the people that you've trained, Lisa, and all the clients that you have, what percentage of frontline sales professionals do you think adequately prepare themselves for an exploratory meeting?
That's a great question, Jonathan. Well,
I don't want to put you on the spot.
Know, but you know what? I'm sure people will, I hope they challenge me. Because you know what? I think it would be, I'm going to say, and so prepare, adequately prepare by looking at the website, maybe pulling the information in their CRM.
Yeah.
I'm going to say less than 20%.
I think you're spot on. I always work with 80-20 rule, Pareto's principle. And certainly in my experience, 80% of sales professionals go into particularly a first meeting, that exploratory meeting, that most important meeting, inadequately prepared.
And here's what I do in our training when I say, okay, let's figure out what's the compelling reason to meet and how we prepare. And I will challenge people because I think I don't have time, but in 7 to 10 minutes, We will demonstrate, and we will have people roll up their sleeves, pull out their mobile devices, look at the person's website, LinkedIn profile, and in 7 to 10 minutes, you can gather a lot of great, what we call business intelligence, because these days, it's not just about having a product or price conversation. We want people to have a more purposeful business conversation. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, they have to gather some of that client or competitive intelligence about their business in order to even sharpen their business acumen skills.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think preparation is absolutely critical. Do you advise your clients, sellers, the frontline salespeople working for your clients, to create an agenda even before that first meeting and share it with the person they're going to be meeting with? Or do you believe that that's too formal for a first meeting?
I think it all depends on the personality style of the person that you're meeting with.
Right.
And even if you don't prepare or send the agenda in advance, you can, which is actually the next P in purpose, is at least state the purpose. You know, the purpose of our meeting today is this, this, and this. And then also, what else do you want to be able to cover? Because there are too many people who are just showing up or check in or relate. And so, again, the more purposeful that you can make that meeting for both the buyer and for you, the more productive the meeting will be, and you're going to actually achieve your outcome much more effectively.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose what's always fascinated me is, and I'm going to ask you, do you find that this impatience to sell too quickly is a sort of young salesperson's problem, fault?
Not at all.
Right.
Actually, it's probably some of the more experienced salespeople who I've even seen it when they've done their introduction, they're already trying to sell. Now, again, you have to include your value proposition, you know, even as part of that purpose. Yeah. But they, you know, we observed even last week where somebody was already going into that selling mode right into their introduction. And so here's where what I encourage people to do is to simply ask questions, come from a place of curiosity. And maybe that's where I grew up on a farm. I was so fascinated to learn and understand about business that I always had a lot of questions to better understand somebody's business. So again, I suggest using what I call the 3x3x3 questioning technique. So the first three is simply asking them questions and gathering information to be able to build that trust or rapport or about what their needs really are. And then being able to, the next three is asking, you know, three more questions about their business. Because what happens is they may start to ask questions about their needs and they see the immediate need to, oh, here's what I could do to be able to help you. And I encourage sales professionals to hold on to those thoughts as they're making their notes. And we've even, you know, created a template that says, okay, start jotting not just the notes, but where are the opportunities? But hold those thoughts. Because then you want to ask more questions about their business, gathering more information about that. And then lastly, because most buyers already have at least one or two vendors, you're going to have to be able to demonstrate that your solutions are better and provide a better ROI that's going to improve their efficiency, their cost savings, you know, help them to be able to achieve those business objectives or their KPIs. Yeah. So that's kind of the 3x3x3. So asking more questions. And one of the things we encourage, especially when we do the role plays or when you're accompanying a sales leader, is accompanying a salesperson, is track how many questions that they're asking. Because, again, too often salespeople will ask a few really good questions and then start to be able to sell. We're going to encourage them to be able to ask 3 plus 3 plus 3. And again, make it as a conversation, not an interrogation. It's got to be that collaborative conversation, which will then help to really, really understand what that buyer's world really is about. Then you can summarize their needs and then be able to go into that S, which is then being able to look at what are all the possible solutions to be able to help them.
Sure. And do you coach flexibility? In other words, sales agility.
Interesting. So the purpose framework can actually happen like in 10 minutes or it could be an hour and a half. There's that flexibility. It's like an accordion, right? So there's that agility. You've got to be really, really listening for the clues, and then at the same time being able to hold back that you're not selling too soon, and identify what those opportunities are, but put them on pause or park until you gather more information in order to be able to really build the case on how you can collaborate on those solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. Excuse me. Well, it's been excellent, Lisa. Unfortunately, as you know, we are time constrained. Is there anything, any thoughts that you'd like to leave us with?
So the most important thoughts is simply ask more questions. The buyer may have given you some great information. Come from a place of curiosity. Ask a few more questions before you start to sell too soon. It will build trust. It'll build credibility. And it'll open up bigger and better opportunities in order to have a more purposeful conversation and ultimately earn their business.
Yeah, absolutely right. Certainly ask more questions, but make sure you absolutely listen to the answers. Okay, Lisa, it's been an absolute pleasure. I hope you'll come back and join us again. You are an extremely valuable member of the Top Sales World contributing team. And of course, you write regularly for Top Sales Magazine. And we appreciate your work very, very much. So again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's been a great pleasure to have this conversation this morning and help salespeople not to sell too soon, yet be more successful in selling.
Absolutely. Okay, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that. It's a very interesting topic, but it's spot on. It's right on message. And as we suggested, both Lisa and I believe that 80% of frontline sales professionals out there are attempting to sell too soon. Okay, this is Jonathan Farrington. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.